At Carolina Top Dressing, we make sure every seed finds its place, whether it's in the aeration holes or covered by our premium top dressing mix. Don't let your investment go to waste. Visit CarolinaTopDressing.com to book your service today.
Everyone knows that Low Country Male is the best place to go for low testosterone and ED treatments. Did you know they also offer NAD, BPC, peptides, and GLP-1 programs? The best thing about Low Country Male is it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up. Our concierge plans start at just $220 a month and include testosterone, lab work, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and much, much more. We've been making men men again since 2016. 8 locations in South Carolina and Savannah. LowCountryMale.com.
The Greenville Clemson Club invites you to Shankin' and Shuckin', an Oyster Roast and Par 3 Golf Tournament, Thursday, September 11th at Threes Greenville. Feast on fresh oysters, cheeseburgers, and ice-cold drinks, then tee it up under the lights with friends in our Par 3 Golf Tournament. Tickets and sponsorships are limited and going fast. Oyster Roast starts at 5:30, shotgun start at 7. Visit GreenvilleClemsonClub.com to register today. Great golf, great food, great cause, supporting Clemson University and our community.
South Carolina and all the ships at sea. How are you today, producer Ramona?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm well. Thanks for asking.
Good.
We have lots to get to today. It is basically an all college football show. We'll mix in a little NFL. The NFL is about to start, and I want to get some thoughts out in advance of the season. There will be some road rage guarantees today. In fact, there was one already. Our first road rage guarantee was already issued. Call it a teaser, and that was Baylor SMU higher than 63.5. It was 64.5 elsewhere, or 64, but at FanDuel, it was 63.5. So I give it out at 63.5, but I don't care whether you get it at 64, 64.5. I know the number sounds high. Let me tell you, this is how it works, okay? They want you to stay away from these numbers, all right? There's a reason for it. That's why they have these high numbers. Here's the thing about high numbers. They almost always go higher, and this one's going to go higher. So there's your, like, already road rage guarantee number one of the year. My actual road rage guarantee number one was last week with South Florida against Boise State, but I never got a chance to say it on air before the game actually kicked off, so it doesn't count. We haven't given any yet. This is the first one. We've been at 70% for like 20 years on this deal. So, and so that's pick one. It's that game to go higher than 63.5. And again, you might get it at 64, whatever. I don't care what you get it at. Those teams are going to combine for 80 points. Neither has any defense. Neither can stop the other. I don't care really what time they start the game. That'll be like 24-21 at the half. And you'll be basically already collecting. That's what it'll be like. Because those teams just, they can't play defense. Baylor stopped nobody all last year. They won their like last six games until they got to LSU, but they won every game like 37-34. That's how they won every game. And all you need to do is watch them play Auburn. I mean, Auburn scored 38 points on them, 38. And Baylor scored 24 and could have scored 38 and would have had Auburn not been an SEC caliber defense. Well, SMU is not an Auburn caliber defense right now. They're not the defense they were a year ago. Meanwhile, there's no way Aranda and Baylor are stopping Jennings. They can't stop anything if you armed them with baseball bats. So there's going to be 80 points scored in that game at least. So there's your first road rage guarantee of the year, that deal. There are others coming. There are others coming. You know, Ben and Kwok were out at Moretti's today, Ramona, and you know, we are road rage Moretti's. We are Moretti's road rage. We are the general and on all things Moretti's, and it's just unbelievable. You know, I also called Ben and Kwok because I mean apparently there was a little mix-up because I Ben had mentioned that Kwok and I picked the same 10 games. Or Kwok had mentioned that. And I'm like, and then I heard that I had picked Baylor, and I'm thinking, I don't remember picking Baylor. I think I picked SMU. So I think there was a little mix-up that got straightened out. And we'll see whether that actually helps me or not. You know, I don't like week one. I shy away from it. But in this contest, I've done really well in week one until this week. And I think I went 4-6, and I started out like 3-1. All those close games late, I lost them all. I lost every single. I thought at least one or two of them would turn my way. They didn't. I could never imagine getting from where I was to 4-6. But 9-1 is coming this week, so we'll correct it. Actually, I don't love the games. There are a lot of sort of toss-up games. We'll talk about those games and more. You know. Kwok and Ben had Bill Connolly on. I'm not a big Bill Connolly guy, okay? I never have been. You know, a couple years ago when I picked Washington to go to the national championship game, he had Washington at 27. And I was joking and laughing. I said, pleasant guy, not real smart. And, you know, and Ben reminded people when I got off that, you know, that it's not actually him picking these things. It's his system. But the but there is he's responsible for his system. Nobody else is. You know, garbage in, garbage out. He's the guy who's responsible for that system. So if that system is kicking out Clemson at 25, then that system is broken. That's dumb. It's just dumb. I mean, there's got to be some sort of shutoff switch, right? I mean, again, seems like a nice guy. I just think he's clueless. And I think his system is garbage. That's what I think. And I've always thought that. And I've said this forever. You know, this is not an epiphany. It's not a revelation. I mean, he had Alabama, too, to start the year. Alabama. He put every SEC team under the sun into his ratings. I mean, he had Arkansas in the top 20 or whatever it was. But he had Bama, too. So, you know, his system kicked out Bama, too, and didn't like Clemson, put Clemson, and now it's Clemson at 25. I mean, any system that puts Clemson at 25 is broken. Correct? I mean, just flat out broken. There's no fixing that. I mean, you put Ole Miss at 4 and Clemson at 25? What are you, freaking crazy? I mean, how nutty is that? I mean, if that's what your system is kicking out, then you need to scrap the whole friggin' thing. Throw it out. Set it on fire. Take it out in the yard and burn it. Because your system is broken. It doesn't work. It's laughable is what it is. I mean, it's a promotional gimmick for the SEC. That's what it is. The whole thing is designed to promote an SEC agenda, and that's what it does. It's like years ago when the BCS was operating and you had the Seattle Times computer poll. Run by two Pac-12 graduates. They had a vested interest. Not so surprisingly, every computer poll they kicked out was chock full of Pac-12 teams. You know, I probably need to tell that story again at some point for people who don't know. Like Bill Hancock. like Bill Hancock. Remember how shocked Bill Hancock was?
He was.
He basically got speechless. I think that's when he decided not to play anymore, when I actually told him the truth of what the BCS was. Because I'm like the only person on earth who knows, or anybody who's listened to this show for any period of time, just what a poison pill the whole thing was right from the beginning. What an absolute joke the whole thing was. I mean, you know, Chris Hester, and for those who don't know, I don't know if I want to go through this whole thing right now, but I'll give you a little bit of it. Way back when we had the BCS, and this goes all the way back, like 1998, you know, I was arguing with these people and interviewing all these people then. I knew this whole system was garbage that we employed. It was just utterly laughable. I found out how laughable when I began to interview these people. The first thing that happened was I wanted to talk to all of the conspirators. Notice, no co-conspirators. I just wanted to talk to conspirators because co-conspirators actually isn't English. So I wanted to speak with all the conspirators. And so we called them. And like my producer at the time was a dude named Lewis. And so I had Lewis on air. We were given a number. Because when we called the Seattle Times, the Seattle Times computer poll was part of this system, right? We called the Seattle Times, and they knew nothing about it. I'm like, wait a minute. It's the Seattle Times computer poll. How can there be nobody who knows anything about it? Finally, we were directed to a gentleman named Chris Hester. Chris Hester was actually one of the two guys running the Seattle Times computer poll, but unbeknownst to most of the people at the Seattle Times. In any case, we called. We got a number for Chris Hester, and we called it live on air. And this is the message we got live on air. This was the gist of it. Tommy, Michael, Bobby, Donnie, Bradley, we're not in right now. If you'll just leave a message. I said, Lewis, I said, man, that's not the right number. Come on, man. Get me a right number. So, you know, Lewis did more investigating and found out, and they gave him the same number. I said, I'm sorry, that sounds like a frat house. What are we talking about? And eventually, we got Chris Hester, and that was the right number. That was the right number. So I got Chris Hester on air, and I grilled him. And, you know, and I said, well, you know, basically, how did this happen? How did you get to be... And it turns out that he and his buddy, while drinking a couple of brews one night, decided that they should play a role in who plays for the national championship. So they submitted their poll, and it was accepted. There were no checks and balances. The people who were actually running college football had no idea how their computer even worked. And this was the reality of how ridiculous this whole system was. So while I had Chris Hester on, one of the times there was a problem. There was a problem with his math, and I pointed it out. And I said, Chris, I don't think this is right. I said, I think you've got an error of some sort here. And I said, can you check it? And he said, well, I can't now. And I said, well, why? And he said, well, because I don't own a computer. I said, wait, I'm sorry, what? I said, so you over a few beers, you and your Pac-12 buddy over a few beers one night decided you should have a role in who decides college football championship. You submitted your poll. They just accepted it. There was no checks and balances, no questions asked, nothing. They just needed computer polls to decide it, and they chose you. But now you're telling me that you can't even check your own math because you don't own a computer? And as God is my witness, this was his answer. His answer was, no. I go to my mommy's house to use her computer. That is the history of this system. Oh, it gets worse. If I were to tell you the rest of it, it gets worse. But this dude actually said to me on air, live on air, no, I don't own a computer. I go to my mommy's house to use her computer. I mean, you know, These are the dirty little secrets. Remember, Ronan, when we first broke this to Bill Hancock, he was like nonplussed. He was.
That was the last time he was on,
yeah,
right?
I think it was. Okay, I got to tap out, man. I don't know anything about this. I don't want to know anything about this. You know, I mean, but this is the sordid history of this sort of mess we have today. You know, this is where it started. And it wasn't any better. You know, the New York Times computer poll was being run by a woman named Marjorie Connelly. When we contacted the New York Times to speak to them, again, they knew nothing about it. So finally, I was able to ascertain that some woman named Marjorie Connelly was running the New York Times computer poll. So needless to say, I got Marjorie on the air. And oh, by the way, the Seattle Times computer poll was just Pac-12 stuff. It was just total Pac-12 propaganda. It was nothing more than that. It's garbage in, garbage out. They ranked nothing but Pac-12 teams. That's what they did. And no one ever cared. No one ever cared. Meanwhile, Marjorie Connelly's running the New York Times computer poll. Who is Marjorie Connelly? Nobody. What did Marjorie Connelly know about football? Nothing. By her own admittance. She knew absolutely nothing about football. Nothing. And yet, she was running the New York Times computer poll. So, whatever Marjorie Connelly, who didn't even like football and didn't know anything about football, by her own admittance, whatever she put in to her New York Times computer poll, that's what it was spitting out. These are the people who were deciding who played for the national championship. This is the sordid history of this system. And the only people who know this are me, anybody who was listening to me at the time, or anybody who's heard me tell parts of this story over the years, and Bill Hancock, because he heard this story live on air and never returned. Walter Tulum Road Rage, quick break.
Warm weather offers a great opportunity to get creative in your kitchen and your backyard as you're preparing meals for your family, friends, and neighbors. And nothing makes your creativity more enjoyable than the selection of ingredients you'll find at your neighborhood Ingles Market. From hand-cut steaks to seafood, locally grown fruits and vegetables from right here in the Carolinas. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, dinner, or a weekend cookout, rely on your local Ingles to have what you need. If you're on your way to the beach or the mountains, use your Ingles Advantage card to save on fuel purchases before you hit the road. Shop your Ingles Pharmacy to save on prescriptions. If you're having a family get-together or reunion, have the Ingles Deli create a custom platter for you. The Ingles floor department has beautiful arrangements to accent your home and your table. So take it from me, you'll find everything you need at your local Ingles. Low prices, love the savings.
Whether it's cruising around the neighborhood or hanging out with friends at the tailgate, do it in style with a golf cart from Elite Custom Golf Carts. Let their friendly staff help you find the perfect ride for you and your family. Call today to ask about their free delivery to over 10 U.S. states and flat rate delivery to many more. Now with 3 locations, call or stop in and see what makes Elite Custom Golf Carts the Upstate's golf cart superstore. Visit them at EliteCustomGolfCarts.com. Proudly owned by a Clemson alumni. Go Tigers!
Sweet summertime is coming to an end. And all parents know what that means, back to school preparations. You have the school supplies, new backpack and clothes, but what's the one thing your son needs? A fresh new haircut that will start off his school year right. No matter what age, feeling good about yourself is always in style. Let him be his best self this school year and call Roosters for your appointment today at 884-8920.
A fan favorite for almost 4 decades, Tigertown Graphics has been designing and printing t-shirts in downtown Clemson since 1988. Looking for a vintage vibe with a modern twist? Check out our latest collection of classic styles and current concepts. Find us at 360 College Avenue or shop online anytime at tigertowngraphics.com. For 37 years, it's where Tigers get their stripes.
Looking for your dream home? Empire Homes, family-owned for over 30 years, invites you to Sunrise in Pendleton, just minutes from Clemson. Choose from 1 or 2-story homes starting in the low 400s with 2 to 5 bedrooms and up to 3,400 square feet. Personalize every detail in our design studio and enjoy the planned pool and walking trail amenities. Right now, save up to $25,000 on completed homes or up to $15,000 when you build. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com because your house should feel like home.
We are here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, working with Snyder Tree Care, it's not a hard proposition.
We want to make sure you know that we are here to serve you, to care for your need, and to do things extraordinarily well. I would put my guys up against anybody in this nation. I mean, we are that well trained. Not that we're arrogant. We just work really, really hard at training and taking good care of our clients. You can find us on the web at SnyderTree.com.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
When you need to move, choose Tiger Moving Company for an affordable and stress-free experience. Our team of capable, trainable, and professional movers is dedicated to providing extraordinary customer service. Whether you're relocating across town or across the state, we work hard to ensure your move is seamless. Let's start your journey today. Visit TigerMovingGreenville.com and discover why we're the best choice for your next move. Voted best in the upstate for the past 7 years. Tiger Moving, the easy way to move.
I'm Ryan Beasley. My office works with clients in all areas of state and federal criminal defense to include pre-arrest investigations, white-collar defense, as well as student conduct issues at colleges and universities. Our team works in courts across the state to include city court, magistrate court, state court, and federal court. Our responsive and proactive approach in all cases is relationship-driven, client-centric, and resolution-focused. We look forward to the opportunity to work with you. Please give us a call at 864-679-7777 or find us on the web at www.ryanbeasleylaw.com.
From kickoff to cash out, ESPN Bet has the tools you need to score more on game days. Bet smarter with stats at your fingertips. Get personalized parlays built just for you. And with your fantasy team synced right in the app, you can back your squad. Right now, new customers get $100 in bonus bets when you bet $10. Sign up with promo code USL to get started. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Offer not available in New York.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Fall means football, and the Tigers roar loudest here.
Klubnik takes a shotgun snap, back to throw, going to throw it leak, down long, there's Wesco, catches it at the 40, off the race, and he goes, touchdown, Wesco from 76.
This is Cade Klubnik, and you are listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
You know who you are. You're everything beautiful. She's hot, hot like the sun. The loneliest one. Still everything beautiful. Standing at my door. I stayed up in the city.
Welcome to the Road Range. People, there are people on the text line who did not hear this stuff before, like, are astonished.
No. It's crazy, isn't it?
Because, yeah, I mean, it just sounds like this is impossible, you know, and it's like one of those things, like all these years later, you know, I'm hearing the words coming out of my own mouth and I'm thinking, yeah, it's amazing that this really was the truth of this system. I mean, it was just so poisoned and polluted right from the start, and it was such a friggin' joke. I mean, you know, again, these are just two random Pac-12 kids who decided over a couple beers, that's what they told me, that they should play a role in who determines the national championship. So they submitted their stupid little biased computer poll, and because they needed computer polls to pick the national champion, the powers that be in college football said yes. There was no checks and balances even. They didn't even know how their computer poll operated. They had no idea. The powers that were running college football. I mean, you know, again, I've heard all sorts of stupid answers in my life, all sorts of impossible answers in my life, but the most impossible thing I ever heard is, I can't check it now. I said, why not, Chris? I said, because I don't own a computer. I have to go to my mommy's house to use her computer. They were deciding who played for the
national championship.
That's
just insane.
You know, Marjorie Connelly, again, by her own admittance on my show at the time, admitted she knew nothing about football. Nothing about football whatsoever. Nothing. These were the people who were deciding who played for the national championship. That's who this system was.
Well, what is the other parts of the story that you said that you're not?
Well, I mean, it's just more of the same. I interviewed all those people, and every one of them was just a clown show. I mean, it was just the whole thing was just an absolute clown show. You know, and oh, by the way, let me tell you more. They had a handbook, all right, for the BCS. They had a handbook. And I got into an argument with the chief researcher at ESPN. Oh, I forget his name. But he was the chief researcher at ESPN, right, at the time. And I had said on air that that there's a clause in that handbook that allows them to throw everything out. If they don't like what comes out of the computer polls, that there's a clause in there. It's like a 200-page handbook at the time. That there's a clause in there that allows them to scrap the whole thing and pick any teams they want. This guy denied that. He denied that. So we got in this big debate, and I said, it's in there. I've seen it. I'll find it. I found it, Ramona. And then I challenged him on it, and there was an actual clause in the handbook hidden at the bottom of the, I don't know, page 120 that actually said if they do not like the results that the computer spit out, they can pick anybody they want. That's how absolutely asinine this whole system was. And so when I challenged this guy on it and gave him the exact place it was located so he could go check it for himself, his new answer was this, Ramona. Well, they were never going to use that. I said, oh, you know.
What, the clause?
Right. I said, you're so
full. Oh, sure. That's why they hid it.
I said, you're so full of crap. I said, dude, you said it didn't exist. Now I've proven it exists. And now your new answer is, well, they were never going to use it. Well, they didn't put it in there for no reason. I mean, this is how silly this stuff is. Jason says, well, I'll fire early. Thank you, Jason. That's how crazy this whole system was. You know what? Let me address this, okay? Because this is out there, and I know my friend Morgan Thomas posted this, and several other people posted this. Afternoon, Walt, did you happen to see the film breakdown video going around showing our run scheme weakness? Left Perkins unblocked all night. Yeah, that's bullcrap. All right, that little video is nonsense. All right, let me tell you, that dude ought to worry about his own problems because Penn State, I watched the Penn State game, all right? Every combo block all game they failed on. They never got to the second level. They didn't block any of the linebackers. Nick Singleton, one of the greatest running backs in America, averaged like 2 yards a carry. They couldn't run the ball against a crappy team. That's game one nonsense, all right? That dude's a Penn State dude. He ought to know better. He watched his own friggin' team suffer the same indignities in game one. That's game one stuff. There is nothing wrong with Clemson's scheme. There is nothing wrong with Clemson's blocking. That's absolute horse crap. And Penn State boy ought to be worried about his own blocking scheme. Because again, I could have easily done the same thing with their blocking scheme. Trust me, they didn't make a combo block all game. All game long, they had MAs, missed assignments up front. This is an offensive line. It's supposed to be the best in America, and the two running backs are supposed to be best in America. They couldn't run the ball against the little sister of the poor. They missed every combo block, and they never got to their second level. You know, what you do in a combo block is one of those guys has to leak off and get the second level linebacker. Penn State didn't do it all game. They had trouble with it all game. So, look, that video's nonsense. Clemson fans should stop posting that like that's gospel. It's nonsense. It's absolute nonsense. Those are game one issues that everybody experiences. So, yeah, it's funny because I was actually going to address that anyway because, you know, I saw my friend Morgan Thomas post that. Other people have posted it. You know, again, focus on your own issues. Penn State had lots of them on the offensive line. An offensive line that should be the best in America, run game that should be the best in America, couldn't run against Little Sisters of the Poor because they had missed assignments and fails up front on every combo block, like seemingly all game long. So, again, these are game one issues. Do not Do not fret that. Throw that out. Do not keep repeating that. That's just nonsense, right? So let me tell you. Tick said, love the revivalist music, Walt. They're big LSU fans, by the way. No, I didn't even think of that, Ramona. You know, I told you before they come out of Louisiana. I didn't even think about that. Maybe we shouldn't have played them. Tex said, this is what we've been waiting for. The Walt Rants ate the groundhog shadow for football, bring him back. That's right. Let's go. Yeah, no, trust me when I tell you. Penn State needs to worry about their own issues up front. They had more than enough all game long against a much lesser opponent, and they'll get it fixed, just like Clemson will get it fixed. These are game one issues that everybody faces. But, you know, so don't – I would not worry about that dramatically. And the other part of it is, you know, I think Clemson had a game plan to attack Perkins in a particular way, and they plan on getting him in coverage, and I don't think that ever came to fruition. But yeah, you know, so these are, like I said, game one issues that every team faces, and Clemson will get it cleaned up. Anyone who thinks Matt Luke is a coaching problem is crazy. It's just he's one of the greatest offensive line coaches in America. That's not an issue. It's not a problem. Trust me. Like I said, if you watch Penn State game one, you'd fire everybody. Trust me. It doesn't matter. That's what game one's – that's what it's about. It's about the start of the season. It's about cleaning up these things. And every team I watch, honestly, even all the teams that are supposed to be the best offensive lines in the country, I thought they all struggled in some fashion or another. So, yeah. Clemson Brad said, laugh so hard when I saw that video. Idiot, look at your own team. You played no one and struggled. Right. I mean, that's what it is. Like I said, I watch all these games, all right? I know what's going on, all right? Penn State's combo blocks, Penn State's offensive line. By game 4 or 5, Penn State's offensive line is going to be the best in America. Game 1 against a crappy opponent, they could not run it with Singleton and Allen at all. Because they didn't make any blocks. The whole offensive line was confused all game. All of their combo blocks were fails. There were missed assignments everywhere. And nobody was leaking off those blocks and getting to the second level and getting to the linebacker that they're supposed to. And so, you know, they basically had free guys in the gaps. Well, these are game one issues. These are game one issues. So, trust me. Just throw that thing out. That means nothing, all right? Clemson fans are jumping on that like that's the magic elixir of what happened. No. Dude needs to worry about his own team, Penn State. Trust me, they had way more issues. Way more issues. And I still think Penn State's probably going to win the national championship. I'm not concerned about the Penn State issues, just like I'm not concerned about those Clemson issues. Game one. And Clemson was playing LSU. They weren't playing the little sister of the poor that Penn State was playing. Come on, man. Let's go. Let's go. Dexter said, I know Troy isn't going to show us much, but what do you need to see to show improvement on offense? Or is there a way they could show you something that shows you improvement? Honestly, for me, no, there isn't. There's nothing that Clemson can do against Troy that's going to make me feel warm and fuzzy. There just isn't. The level of opponent just isn't good enough for me to mean anything. I mean, Clemson should overwhelm Troy because they're just better. And they will overwhelm Troy. I mean, I don't have any doubt about that. I mean, honestly, if this game isn't 55-7, I'll be shocked. In fact, I'm going to give out Clemson minus 33. It's going to be a road rage guarantee. I think Clemson will kill Troy. I think Troy sucks, and I think Clemson will walk the dog on him. But for me personally, it won't mean anything. I think what you want to do is you want to get your quarterback confident again. You want to get your running backs confident. You want to get your offense feeling better about themselves. That's what these games early in the season are generally about. You don't have that luxury when you open with another elite opponent. You know, that luxury goes away. So I think that's all you're trying to see out of this game, what you're trying to get out of this game. You'd like to see the run defense continue to play well, and Troy wants to run the football. You want to see Clemson stone that run game. Because last year, Clemson would not have been able to stone this run game. This year, Clemson will stone this run game, in my estimation. I would be shocked if Troy runs the ball with any great deal of success against Tom Allen's bunch and this defense. I don't think that's happening. I think Clemson's front six is just too good. Too talented. I don't see that. So what you're really hoping to get out of this game is just some offensive confidence. Get Cade Klubnik into a rhythm. Get him feeling better about himself. Look, maybe that's the answer. That is the answer. Because confidence matters so much. And off of that LSU game right now, Cade's confidence is not high. And understandably not high. So you want to get him feeling better about himself, and you want to get the running backs more involved and feel better about your run game because you've got bigger stuff coming up. So all you're using this game for is a stepping stone. It's not a statistic I'll be looking for. I'll be looking for a quarterback that plays with some confidence, that makes good decisions, that sees the football field, that doesn't miss things right in front of his face. If Troy tries to blueprint any of the pressure, that he handles the pressure better. And I'll be looking to for Clemson to establish a run game so that moving forward you have that in your arsenal. I think those things are going to be essential. I'm confident about the defense's ability to stone Troy. Troy wants to run it. I think they're going to run into a brick wall. This is not Wes's team from a year ago. This is Tom Allen's defense, and I don't think Troy's running all over. You know, we watched Citadel run all over Clemson last year. We watched everybody run all over Clemson last year. I do not imagine that Troy is running over this bunch up front. I don't think so. And so I don't know what they have left. Once you take that away, I don't think they have anything left. So at that point, I just think it becomes a blowout. I just don't see any way that this doesn't turn into a Tap City blowout game. And so what you're looking for is you're looking to come out of this game feeling a lot better from a confidence standpoint offensively. Does it mean anything in terms of who you're playing later? Not necessarily, but confidence matters. No matter where you find it, it matters. That's what matters. And so that's the thing I'll be looking for. I'll be looking for just a team to feel better about themselves offensively and what they're doing, and then hopefully carry that in to the Georgia Tech game and beyond as this team moves forward and tries to become the team that I think we all thought they were capable of becoming through the course of the year. And I think that's still in the wheelhouse. And you got to start somewhere. So this is where you start. Look, we've replayed this LSU thing over and over and all the things that happened, and I'm actually just sort of sick of it. And it's another reason I'm revolting against that little stupid video today. I think moving forward, you just got to – that's in the rearview mirror now. That's a really good football team that Clemson lost to. You may get a chance to play them again at the end of the season. Walt Diptula, Road Rage, quick break.
This Saturday, the Clemson Tigers take on the Troy Trojans in Death Valley, and the best coverage anywhere is right here on The Roar. It starts 6 hours before kickoff at 9:30 with the Ingalls Tiger pregame show. Join Grace and Ashby and me for that. Then transition to 12:30 Tiger tailgate show. Fax and Childers and his crew will take you up to kickoff with Don Munson, Tim Beret, and Reggie Merriweather. And then Donald Clark and I will have all the analysis you need on the fifth quarter show. It's your home for wall-to-wall Clemson football game day coverage, a flagship station for Clemson athletics. We are The Roar.
The South Carolina Education Lottery definitely allowed me to really find myself, to get an education, and then use it as a springboard in really launching my career. That's what the Life Scholarship did for me.
Knowing that I can go to where I want to go to, study what I want to study, having the Life Scholarship made that possible for me.
The South Carolina Education Lottery. A better you, a better us, a better South Carolina. Visit sceducationlottery.com/betteryou.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's Best Jewelry Store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's Best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's Best Jewelry Store, 11 years in a row. Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
Tiger fans, it's football time with fall almost here. Whether it's gearing up for game day, getting a jump on new fall styles, or taking advantage of summer closeouts up to 75% off, Elkmont is where you need to be. With great brands like On Clouds, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Vuori, Z Supply, Back 70, Columbia, and more, Elkmont is located in Powdersville on Highway 153 and Clemson across from Bojangles, or online at ElkmontTradingCompany.com. That's ElkMont TradingCompany.com. Go Tigers!
The way golf was meant to be, a natural, beautiful trip through nature. You'll discover it at Chickasaw Point in Westminster, South Carolina, in the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains. Dine in the Overlook Restaurant, open Thursday through Sunday, ChickasawPointGolf.com.
Hey, Clemson fans, college football is back, and to celebrate, Engineered Sleep is having a Labor Day mattress sale. Starting Monday, August 25th until September 14th, find some time between football games to make it out to Engineered Sleep. They have brand new products for you to see and huge in-store savings. Engineered Sleep keeps it simple and easy, just like mattress buying should be. You have to check them out on 333 North Pleasantburg Drive in Greenville, across from Krispy Kreme.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
Good plumber fast.
I always call One Tom Plumber.
One Tom what?
Here, dial the number one, then Tom Plumber. Or just tell your smartphone to call One Tom Plumber. They promise to be there in an hour.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber.
Coastal Sports Cards in Simpsonville is the place for collectors. Baseball, football, basketball, soccer. Vintage to brand new. Sealed boxes, graded gems, and awesome memorabilia. Hit our trade nights, score fresh products every week, and bring your collections. We're buying cards and memorabilia every day. Buy, sell, trade, meet fellow fans who live for the hobby. Coastal Sports Cards, 109A North Main Street in Simpsonville, where collectors come to play.
GNC knows that you're not always feeling it at the gym, but don't get down, get lit. And get more out of every workout. Beyond Raw Lit is a clinically dosed pre-workout that flips the switch and gives you more energy, focus, intensity, and pumps. The perfect combo for a killer workout. Plus, it's got incredible flavors and thousands of five-star reviews, so you know it's good. Pick it up at GNC stores or go to GNC.com.
Get fired up with Walt Deptula on Road Rage, weekdays 3 to 7. For all things sports, exclusively on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Oh, there's a river that winds on to river. I'm gonna see where it leads. Oh, there's a mountain that no man has mounted. I'm gonna stand on the peak. Out there's a land of time.
Hey, I appreciate all the comments. You know, Ramona, we all owe Dexter 520 an apology because this dude or dudette has asked everybody at this station the same question like 117 times and no one's answered it.
Well, answer it for the poor guy.
He's asked, he or she has asked, did LSU give other teams a formula to beat Clemson? I see this question every single time of day here, and apparently no one's answered it yet. So yeah, I'll answer it for you. It's a fair question. I'm going to say, in theory, yes. In practice, probably not. And what I mean by that is, if you were going to play LSU again 3 weeks from now, that would be relevant. But because I don't think there's anybody else left on the schedule that has LSU's talent like Perkins and Weeks and these dudes, or even LSU's defensive tackle talent, maybe Florida State there, I think that anyone else would be hard-pressed to replicate that. Plus, that's Baker's nature, the defensive coordinator from Missouri. He just couldn't implement that nature last year because he didn't have the pieces. You know, Weeks and Perkins were out injured. He was dealing with a defensive personnel mess, and he just couldn't play the way he wanted to play and the way he had coached previously. So, you know, I think he had all these new toys and weapons at his disposal, and he went back to coaching the way he actually wanted to coach. I'm just not sure anybody else left has Baker's mentality necessarily, nor am I sure anybody else left on the schedule has Baker's weaponry that he was able to release for LSU. So in theory, yes, if there were other teams coming that had personnel somewhat akin to LSU, then I would say that's a real possibility, but I don't see that at this point in time. So I hope that answers the question for everybody. I don't know how something like that slips through the crack. It just does sometimes. It just does. You know, the text line keeps moving all day, and you know, sometimes we miss things. Rudy, how are you, Rudy? Good to have you. Rudy? Ramona, I'm going to let you deal with that. It says he's there. Is he there? Robert in Georgia says, I'd like to see Clemson run a lot of pressure release plays. Well, you know, again, you're only going to do that against the defense that can pressure you. This is more a dictate game than a pressure release game, you know. So I don't see that. Texas got to get back to work on the basics to get Cade's confidence back. Yeah, I mean, basically that's it. I mean, I think that's what this game is about. It's about getting some offensive confidence back, particularly for the quarterback, and then we'll see where it goes from here. Is that Rudy back? Yes? Okay, let's go back to Rudy. Rudy, how are you? Good to have you, Rudy.
You got me, Deptoon?
Yeah, we got you, Rudy. Good to have you.
Hey, yeah. How you doing, my friend?
Good. Thank you, Rudy. Appreciate you getting in.
Well, I've got to tell you, I know you advertise for Yoders, right? And I'm moving from Honey Path to Fair Play for some reason. Anyway.
How about that?
Yeah, there's Yoders right there in Fair Play, and man, they got a lot of stuff.
That's a fact. That is a fact.
They have a lot of stuff for you to get, so yeah, it's good. So. Well, I've been racking up on WNBA. Underdog. Well, it is. What is it? Nafisha Collier?
Collier, yep. Best player on the planet right now.
Yeah, man. It's really good. So, hey, cha-ching, cha-ching.
There you go.
You doing good?
Yeah. I'm doing well, Rudy. But, yeah, I know you've been cha-chinging on WNBA. And I think that's a place where you can get a little edge. I really do. I think it makes sense. I've worn a lot.
You know, I've done better on WNBA than I have the MLB or the college football. Yeah, I really have.
I think in part, Rudy, I think it's a little more predictable. You know, I mean, the stars are the stars.
They pretty much average their total every time they play.
Right. Exactly. That's it. That's sort of it. Exactly. So they can keep posting numbers on them, but they keep going. They keep hitting those numbers.
But you know what I don't understand, Walt, is they keep lowering, like Paige Beckers. They keep lowering it from 19.5 to like 11.5. I was like, I'll take that every day of the week.
That's right.
Exactly. I will bet the house. I'll bet the house on that every day.
Yep.
I gotta ask you. So I'm a Texas Tech closet fan, right? And they paid a lot of money for a lot of players.
They did.
So do you see them? I know you picked Arizona State. Did you pick Arizona State for
the
Big 12?
Yeah.
Okay. So do you see Texas Tech make an impact?
Yeah. I mean, I ranked Texas Tech preseason and –
Do you see him for the title or no?
I think it's possible. I mean, I think Baron Morton has an elite arm. I think he has an NFL arm at quarterback. And, you know, they spent a fortune to help build the rest of this team.
Money.
That's right.
All money.
That's right. So I think they're going to be a dangerous team and certainly a threat. Plus, I like Joey McGuire, the coach. I don't think he's just a high school coach, high school recruiter. I actually think he knows the game. I think he's a good football man.
Good. Well, can I ask you this about, I know the NFL starts tonight, and without Micah Parsons, I don't know if Dallas has got a prayer against Philly. What do you think about that?
You know what? With the spread, Rudy, I like Dallas. I just think it's way too many points. I mean, this is the NFL. You know, most of these games.
Where is it, Walt? It's at Philly, right?
But most of these games in the NFL, no matter where they play them, they get decided by three. Now, sometimes in the playoffs, they're blowouts. But I think that number's like 8.5 now. That's a big number. That's a Micah Parsons inflated number.
You know, Walt, actually, Jackson may disagree with you.
But I don't worry about what I don't worry about who disagrees with me or not. And that's never been a concern of mine.
Yeah.
But
I know. Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah. Thank you, Rudy. Good talking to you.
Hey, Walt, one more thing. Can Atlanta win more than 9 games this year?
I think so. I mean,
I appreciate you all. I'll take it off.
Thank you, Rudy. I think 10 wins is definitely in the wheelhouse. I think Penix is going to play really well. And maybe even 11 wins. We'll see. Part depend on the bottom part of that division, Carolina and the Saints. But you would expect Atlanta and Tampa to go at it. Faxon's a Philadelphia Eagle fan. So of course he's gonna like the Eagles. But you know, I think he does a good job of trying to be non-biased in his approach to the Eagles. Look, I thought the Eagles would kill the Chiefs last year and said so openly. I just thought it was a line of scrimmage game. I thought the Chiefs had no friggin' chance. But I think moving forward, I don't love teams who come off winning the Super Bowl, nor do I love teams. I actually hate teams who come off losing the Super Bowl. You know, like on my way in, I heard Ben Milstead sort of shock the world by saying he thinks the Chargers beat the Chiefs. I think he's right. I think the Chargers could well beat the Chiefs. And the Chargers are like 3.5. The Chiefs are like 3.5. And, again, they are a Super Bowl loser. And Super Bowl losers seem cursed. They just seem cursed for whatever reason. Now, maybe this doesn't impact Kansas City. I mean, Kansas City is the only team that's been a Super Bowl loser that the curse hasn't really hit. But I'm not so sure it won't hit this time. I mean, you know, look, they have Rice back. They feel better about themselves. I know that going in. But, you know, there's a reason. Their Vegas number is like 11, 10.5. That's not a lot of respect. And I think that's the reason. I mean, there just is a Super Bowl curse. Now, you know, look, the Chargers, the offensive line injury Slater, that concerns me. And because that changes who you are. And that worries me a little bit. But I will not be at all surprised that the Chargers beat the Chiefs flat out. We're going to be talking about the NFL games a little later on. Texas says, shootout, Walt, between the Eagles and Cowboys tonight, ? I could see that. I mean, I could see that. I could see some offense. I think that's a possibility. Texas said, on Rudy's move from Texas said, nobody moves from Honey Bath to Fair Play unless they're on the run from the law or broke. That's funny.
He said he didn't know.
That's funny. Now, wait a minute. Our own Hannah moved to Fair Play. Now, look. Fair Play has that bakery I'm talking about. You know, that bakery might be reason enough to move to Fair Play. It might be. Was this Rudy's answer? Was Rudy's answer BS? I don't know. This is Nate from Arizona. Walt, I'm in a pickle. Who should I start? Am I flex Garrett Wilson or Travion Henderson? I would probably go. I'd probably go Garrett Wilson. Texas said, Fair Play has that bakery and a few good meth dealers, so I'm told. See, we're going to argue about Fair Play. We've got people on the text line arguing back and forth about Fair Play. Why? I mean,
I don't know.
I mean, what's wrong with fair play? Right?
Nothing, I guess.
It's sort of in the country. It's sort of rural. You get some nice privacy in fair play. You can go to the bakery. You have Yoders down there. I mean, that's all you need, right? What's this on Friday? Maybe. Texas said. So, hey, Ramona. Now we have somebody from Honeypath who says the other dude's crazy. Dixter says, "Dude, I'm from Honeypath. I'm not sure you can downgrade from there." So now we got somebody who's from Honeypath saying that's all nonsense. That Honeypath sucks worse. Man, I don't know. I mean, it's just unbelievable. We have people arguing. Dixter said, "You know, I said, what did I say, Ramona? Sort of rural." Texas says, "Sort of hell." 10K people, two last names. I don't get it. What has happened? It's like community wars on road rage. Did I start this stuff with the first 45 minutes of aggressiveness of road rage? Now we've got like Honeypath going at fair play and other bystanders getting involved in these two communities. I don't know what's wrong with either one of those communities. Tetsu said, "I drove through fair play. I feared for my life the entire time." What? What has poor Fairplay done to anybody? I've been in Fairplay many times. I don't know any of this stuff to be true. I mean, like I said, I mean, there's a tremendous Amish bakery there. That's what I know. And Yoder's is there. I know that. I know those. There's a lot of good things. And Hannah lives there now. So a lot of good things about Fairplay. And Rudy, soon to be Rudy. Walt Tiptula Road Rage. We'll take a quick break. It's all college football and community warfare the rest of the day.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
When you wake up well-rested on a great mattress, everything becomes clear.
I am just like my mother.
Things you missed when you were tired finally reveal themselves.
I should have just said the baby was cute.
It's Mattress Firm's once-a-year sale and clearance. Get up to 70% off a wide selection of top brands, plus a free adjustable base, all with free and fast delivery. Deals this big won't last long, so don't miss out. The right mattress matters. We'll find yours. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Is your crawl space damp or musty? Water in your crawl space can cause wood to rot and create an environment for mold and mildew that can make its way inside your home. Canty Foundation Specialist specializes in crawl space repair. Call us today for your free inspection so you can have the peace of mind knowing your crawl space is dry and your home is protected. Call today, 864-641-0176, or visit cantycanfixit.com.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, your favorite drafts are poured at a frosty 29 degrees and rare barrel-aged whiskeys are served just the way you want them. It's bigger game days and bolder fight nights. I mean, where else can you find a scratch kitchen that always comes in clutch every day from lunch to late night? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Twin Peaks Scratch Kitchen scores every time. Dig into hand-smashed burgers, chef-inspired flatbreads, and more at your local Lodge.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
It's the Great American Gun Show this weekend in Pickens at the Market at the Mill. Buy, sell, and trade Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 4, guns, knives, ammo, and more. This weekend, Great American Gun Show, Market at the Mill, Pumpkin Town Highway, Pickens.
Hey, it's Ian. Let's have an awkward but crucial conversation because you matter. Join Making My Mark with Kwok and Ben live from my school, Hamilton Career Technology Center, on September 11th, noon to 3 p.m. Together, we'll talk, listen, and help end the stigma surrounding mental health. Remember, you can never be replaced, and it's okay to tell someone if you're not okay. Don't stay silent. Come be a part of the conversation that can change lives.
Looking for the ultimate ride? At Boneyard Cycles, they've got everything you need to hit the road in style. Whether you're after a new bike, pre-owned, parts, or top-tier service and repairs, Boneyard Cycles has you covered. From Harleys to cruisers to sport bikes and